WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Progress continues towards the start of the development of 1,400 homes in retail south of College Station. Brazos County Commissioners at this week's meeting approved an agreement for a Municipal Utility District, or MUD, at the site of the former Texas World Speedway. County Judge Dwayne Peters says developers of the Southern Point community needed county approval as part of their bond financing.
We're accepting the roads for that subdivision, but they will handle the maintenance or anything that might need to happen out there.
And who determines the road standards?
City of College Station. It's in College Station's ETJ. It's going through their platting process, and they are the ones that will accept those standards.
Commissioners also approved a $1.7 million contract to convert the former tax office in downtown Bryan into the county's new employee clinic and new elections administration department. The contractor has 7 months to finish the project once they get the go-ahead from the county's architect. Those for and against the high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas have released their positions following a state judge's ruling.
The group Texans Against High-Speed Rail states a judge's ruling means Texas Central Partners is not a railroad, so they have no authority under eminent domain to force landowners to open access to their private property for surveying purposes. TCP states the judge's two-sentence ruling only declined their request for summary judgment. The company, which considers itself a railroad, states they will show at trial they have the right to conduct land surveys without interference. While preparing for the trial, which is currently scheduled to start next July, TCP will continue to work with landowners in what they describe as a direct and respectful manner. Chairman of Texans Against High-Speed Rail, Grimes County Judge Ben Lehman, stated the Japanese should reconsider where they implement their train after TCP has been threatening and suing landowners, sending harassing letters, trespassing, and pushing option contracts without any proof of eminent domain. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A drunk driving charge against a member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents has been dismissed. According to Harris County online court records, prosecutors dropped the DWI against Tony Busby after he completed all terms of a pretrial intervention. Busby, who was arrested March 31st, had been out on bond with the condition of having an interlock device on his vehicle. College Station Animal Control received a report of a dog bite 3 days after it happened near Consolidated High School. The victim says he was bit on Christmas Day on Nueces Drive at Arbol Circle. Descriptions of the dog and the owner are online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to call College Station Police. 2016 will continue through January 3rd, at least as it applies to paying property taxes in Texas.
If you walk into my office on Tuesday, the 3rd, and you write a check in front of me, I'm still going to credit it and give it a posting date of December because that's what the statute says I have to do.
Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says property owners wanting the federal tax credit for 2016, you have until the close of business next Tuesday to make a payment.
And even if they're going to use the Dropbox, it must be in by 5 o'clock on Tuesday to receive that December credit.
Online payments can also be made at brazostax.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 58 degrees. You can text us your tips, your photos, and videos, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 this morning, or you can always go online and check it out there, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-7000. 786,000. No membership necessary to purchase.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
810, Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cold front pushing through the region should have the tents to help clear our skies a bit today. We'll turn partly sunny. It's going to be windy, and it's certainly going to be cooler. Temperatures today about 60 to 65. Clouds return tonight. Lows will be around 40. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Temperatures up to 55 to 60. Scattered showers develop tomorrow night. Lows 45 to 50. And we'll likely see showers during Saturday with highs of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So go out and celebrate cool weather.
Cooler.
cooler weather for the next couple of days. And then go from there. That's it. But then we're back to 70-ish, and so get used to it.
Drink your fluids. Stay healthy. Yeah. This weather's not helping.
It's not. Yeah, the changes back and forth and blowing stuff in here. Mm-hmm. All right, so which eight tunes would Bruce Springsteen take with him to a desert island? He was on BBC Radio 4 last week. Made the big reveal. It would be Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan. I don't think I would want anything sung by Bob Dylan. Written by him, okay. But
yeah,
hearing his songs once is, really enough. Hound Dog, Elvis Presley. Baby, I Need Your Lovin', The Four Tops, which is a tremendous song. Out of Sight, James Brown. It's All Over Now, Rolling Stones. That was their first single hit, I believe. I Want to Hold Your Hand, The Beatles.
Yep.
And then two albums, Astral Weeks, that's Van Morrison, and What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, which is another great album. Marvin Gaye broke out of the Motown mold, you know. Barry Gordy made his people dress certain ways, act certain ways. We talked about that not that long ago. Marvin Gaye had had enough. He had to go out and he had to do something else because... And if you listen to the opening line of What's Going On, you know, brother, brother, we're killing each other. There are too many of us. He talks about the ecology. Mm. There's just that the whole social structure of the world is breaking down as far as he was concerned. Anyway, he was good.
Huh.
We were supposed to do this, I think, yesterday, maybe 2 days ago. Ooh. Chelsea, I forgot to do this.
That's okay.
We were talking about things to do with your hair.
Yes. Oh, yes, and I'm the only one with hair.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Now, we talked about the no-poo a couple of weeks ago. People
we did.
Who go a while without shampooing other things. Yeah. Okay, here's the new treatment.
Okay.
A beauty blogger has posted a video of a woman at a salon in Dubai getting her hair colored with Nutella.
What?
With Nutella. What? The hairdresser slathers Nutella in and then drizzles condensed milk on it, wraps the blonde hair in tin foil, and lets it sit. Client comes out with this beautiful chestnut hair. How long it lasts depends on the type of hair, but typically it's 2 to 3 weeks.
And it smells delicious.
There you go.
Smells like Nutella.
That's it. There's video of it if you want to see that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass.
Okay. Well, and again, it's in Dubai, where there are a lot of people who have more money than they got sense.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I want to go with that.
Yeah. How expensive is the Nutella treatment, though?
And it becomes a, hey, let's see if they'll fall for this thing.
Well, and it's one of those things that the color may look okay when it gets washed out the very first time.
Yeah.
But as you shower and wash your hair and it starts to fade and
lighter,
who knows
and
what kind of, it doesn't go back to the original hair color.
And
it never does.
And the Nutella smell goes away. So it's
and then it's not worth it anymore.
Ugh. That's right.
The condensed milk, I think, it would eventually kind of change the smell.
Yeah. It's true. You got to wash it out. All right. So here's one of these things that they try to bring forth a premise, give us research to back the premise up. But let's shine a flashlight in the corners of the room and see what we can come up with here. A lot of restaurants keep the lights down low. One obvious reason for doing so is to set a mood. But there may be more to it than that. It turns out that you are more likely to eat more food and make less healthy choices in a dimly lit restaurant. This is research from Cornell University. Found that people who eat in more dimly lit environments are more likely to order fried foods. What? Excuse me.
What does lighting have to do with what kind of food you order?
Desserts and overall less nutritious meals. The last time I walked into a blank fried chicken.
Yeah, it was not dimly lit.
No.
Okay.
Neon lights everywhere.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is not known for its ambiance. I'm just saying. Pretty much known by its smell.
Is this sort of one of those things where, you know, it's dimly lit, so, you know, you check yourself out in the mirror and you go, oh, I don't look so bad. Yeah, I can get some fried chicken.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But see, when I think of dimly lit, I think of fancier restaurants and nicer restaurants.
Exactly.
And so I can see the dessert thing a little bit, because maybe if you're going to a nicer restaurant, you're there for a special occasion, or you feel like you would like to indulge a little bit more. But picking, you know, fried over something healthier, that I don't necessarily get.
And I'm not remembering if Christopher's or the Republic has any fried food. I mean, you know, other than appetizers.
Yeah, besides appetizers. Yeah. Well, Republic does do, only because I was there last weekend, they have a like a chicken fried steak, actually, on their menu.
That's probably right.
And they do have, you know, like the fried calamari. Yeah, but you're right.
I don't know if Christopher's has fried chicken, but their food is delicious.
Well, they do chicken
and waffles.
They do
chicken and waffles
for
brunch.
That's right,
they do.
That's true. But, but basically, I'm thinking you go Golden Corral if you're going fried food.
Right.
So, anyhow, and again, that's not dimly lit either. Well, I guess it is compared to the heat lamps that are over the food, but aside from that.
Those places you look at yourself in the mirror and experience the shame.
You know it. The one good thing about dim lighting is that it causes people to eat slower. So even though you order less healthy food, look, nobody in a fast food restaurant leaves anything. They're going to go, oh, I've had enough fries. No, I can't take another bite of my Big Mac. No, they eat it, okay? They don't get a doggy bag. You get a dog. When's the last time you got a doggy bag from McDonald's?
Well, it comes in a doggy bag.
Well, that's a good point.
No one ever has leftovers.
You don't do take home for the dog.
No. Because you probably wouldn't feed your dog that kind of stuff.
No, you would. That's right. Oh, I don't know. Maybe the puppy would like a McRib. I'm not sure. But anyway, you've got that. Now, the deal while we're talking about this, put away the mac and cheese if you're feeling stressed. Reach for, instead, celery and kimchi.
No, whatever.
No.
No.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm stressed out. That's when I reach for the mac and cheese.
That's another hard pass,
New research finds that so-called superfoods are better at reducing stress than your favorite comfort foods. Well, CNN says the top superfoods, okay? I know that you think of these when you're stressed out. Kale.
Blech.
Broccoli. Leafy greens,
thinking
celery, nuts.
These things stresses me out.
Oily fish like salmon, fermented foods like kimchi and herbs and spices, plus organic berries. No, we don't do that. I'm sorry.
No.
CNN, you again have missed the entire idea.
Stress equals chocolate cake.
Yeah. Just
mac and cheese.
Any kind of like pasta is good. Just anything with pasta
anything
melted cheese.
Carbs.
On it.
Yeah.
This, exactly.
The person who wrote this must have been from California.
Well, and again, they're trying to hype the sale of whatever.
Yeah.
Kale.
Gross.
Kale
food.
Sales.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kale
sales. Yeah. Let's drive kale sales and see how that works out for us. Hello.
Can we say CNN out of touch with the common people?
That could be. May have happened before. Hello? Hello?
Hey, my stepbrother for Christmas gave me a jar of moonshine that's got blueberries in it. Does that count as a stress reliever?
Exactly.
As
that's
long
right.
as they're organic.
Yep. You got to get it, and you got to drink it to the bottom, okay?
That's
you know,
right.
Just like you got to get the worm out of the bottle, you got to get the blackberries out of there, blueberries out of there, too. All right, so do women or men make better doctors? According to one new survey of hospital patients, those treated by female physicians less likely to die or end up back in the hospital than those who receive medical care from male doctors. Now, women, I'm going to make a sexist comment here.
Go ahead.
I believe that women are more hardwired for empathy than men are.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if that's the case, that empathy comes through if you're a caregiver. And it's probably true for nurses as well, but, you know, they're talking doctors
here. But see, that's why I would think the opposite. I think the emotions might get in the way
Interesting.
Of sometimes being able to make I don't know,
double
or medical decisions.
All right. CBS News says the Harvard University study analyzed data from more than 1 million patients over the age of 65 who were hospitalized for conditions like pneumonia, stroke, or heart attack. The goal was to find new ways to improve patient outcomes. Those cared for by a female physician, 4% lower relative risk of dying, and 5% lower relative risk of being readmitted to the hospital within a 30-day period compared to those related to males. So it's not a gigantic difference.
Right.
4% and 5% respectively.
Yeah.
From a public health standpoint, hospital outcomes would be significantly better if male physicians could achieve the same results as their female colleagues. Female physicians make up only about 1/3 of the doctors in U.S. America and now account for about half of all U.S. medical school graduates. Interesting. A third of the doctors now, but account for half of all U.S. medical school graduates. More research is being needed to figure out what female docs are doing that's so different from the male doctors. Some previous research suggested that women doctors are more effective at communication. Duh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're women.
I can see that. Yeah.
They talk about stuff. Guys talk about things. Women talk about feelings.
Yeah.
And other stuff. But they do more. A female physician more likely to practice evidence-based medicine and stick with clinical guidelines. Really? So, in other words, it's kind of like the equivalent of a doctor saying, hold my beer. You know, we're going to try something here and see if it works.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think, you know, men might have a little bit more of the arrogance factor. You know what I mean? That's a sexist comment, too, on the other side there is that, you know, they're like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I know what's wrong with you.
We're guys. We're supposed to know that.
Yeah.
All right. See how that works out. So have you worked your tail off all year and you want to enjoy the spoils of your labor?
Oh, please.
Yeah. Good news. Industry Kitchen has just the treat for you. Town and Country reports the New York Eatery just created a new pizza that features white Stilton cheese, foie gras, truffles, and caviar.
Ooh. Well, very fancy pizza.
Those are good, but don't need to be with pizza. Anyway, it only costs $2,000. Yeah.
Huh.
And again, I suppose if you're the one in the room who orders it and everybody gets to look at you while you get it, that's fine. Anyway, he calls it the epitome of decadence, the guy who created it, some executive chef.
He just took a bunch of expensive food and put it on a pizza pie.
He did. That's all.
And then charged people twice as much for that.
And look, caviar tastes like fish, okay? Truffles doesn't taste like anything. Foie gras and really small amounts is okay, but anything more than that, it's not like they're going to put a quarter of a cup or a half a cup of foie gras in there and spread it around. Cause
right.
If you want to do that, just go get that, what is it, Brunswiger in a tube, you know, and just nom off a half of that.
Yeah, you can substitute caviar and truffles for anchovies and mushrooms.
Yeah, there you go. And it's a heck of a lot cheaper. Will not cost you $2,000. See, we saved you money today.
Two full Prater selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a Bale Track Pro Monitor controller, and a Mega Wide Plus pickup with Mega Tough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28th, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss...
Well, okay. Guess we just...
Your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Okay, cool. We're going to reboot the computer now. I love live radio. Okay, we'll do that. In the meantime, microwave? Everybody's got one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but things to be known about a microwave. And again, is there anything nastier than the microwave in the break room where you work?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the idea that you'd like to use it, but then you don't know what they were doing with it before.
Yeah.
And they never clean it out.
You can usually smell what they did
good point.
There before.
And of course,
knows,
who
yeah.
hasn't enjoyed burned popcorn smell through your office building before?
That becomes everybody's problem.
Microwave is handy, but if you don't really understand how it works, you can make some pretty big mistakes. For example, if you've got one of the really old school microwaves that don't rotate the food, you know, you got a problem there. Because the microwaves warm unevenly. And it only penetrates an inch or so, maybe a little bit more, but that's it. So you need to stop and stir it maybe at one point through the process. And if you've seen some foods, they'll suggest that to you. You peel the plastic off, go do that. Being impatient. Microwaves make water, sugar, and fat molecules vibrate at 2.5 million times per second.
Whew.
All that vibration is what creates the heat. The molecules keep moving and producing heat even after the microwave stops. Standing time lets these molecules slow down to halt the process.
Oh.
Dense foods like meat rely on standing time after microwaving so that they can kind of go all the way through and get the proper temperature.
And I am super impatient when it comes to that, so that explains why most of the food I eat is cold in the middle.
That's it. Never use oven mitts.
What?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, only containers never get, some containers never get warm in the microwave, but others do. So have you ever burned your fingers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they're saying you should use oven mitts then.
Oh,
yeah. And the steam in the hot food can be dangerous. Nearly 11,000 children between the ages of 1 and 4 treated in the emergency department for microwave-related burns in a 10-year period.
I can see that. Those bags of vegetables that you can steam, those are great.
They do. That's
fantastic.
True.
But when you open it, you got to be careful.
That's true. You got to hold them at arm's length when you open the popcorn, too, or else the steam comes out. So there you are. All right, so there are your microwave safe hints for the new year. Okay.
Are you home, your business, too? Acme Glass takes care of you for over 60 years. We're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through for repair and replacement on all kinds of glass. You can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
The Brainiest Dogs. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A listener named Amanda wants to know if a Labrador Retriever has a larger brain than a miniature dachshund, and whether a larger brain makes a dog more intelligent. We consulted University of British Columbia canine expert Stanley Corin, who confirms that labs do have larger brains.
But the really important thing is the size of the brain compared to the size of the body. And animals which have brains which are bigger than we expect for their body size are smarter.
Corin says labs have bigger brains for their body size than many dachshunds, and they're more intelligent on average. He adds that dogs have several different kinds of intelligence, but in terms of trainability, many experts agree that the brightest dogs are border collies and poodles, and the least trainable are Afghan hounds and Basenjis. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Shares of video game chip maker NVIDIA took a 7% hit after a short seller newsletter editor predicted in a tweet that competition would weigh its stock price down in 2017. NVIDIA had been up around 250% for the year through Tuesday. After taking a beating all year, Kate Spade shares jumped 23% to break back into positive territory on news it's considering selling itself. The Wall Street Journal reports the luxury accessories retailer has signed on with an investment bank and is in the process of contacting potential buyers. Contracts to buy previously owned U.S. homes fell in November to their lowest level in nearly a year, a sign that rising interest rates could be weighing on the housing market. The drop in home resales weighed on the market, too. Futures are flat after a broad decline across markets. The Dow gave up 111 points, the Nasdaq dropped 49, and the Standard & Poor's 500 lost 19 points. That's your money now.
Oh, this beautiful bouncy hair? Well, I don't show this to just anyone, but... This is my shampoo stockpile from Ulta Beauty. That's right, bottles upon bottles of the best jumbo size shampoos and conditioners. My secret?
The secret's out. At Ulta Beauty, get up to 50% off hundreds of jumbo size shampoos and conditioners from salon professional hair care brands like Redken, Matrix, Paul Mitchell, and Pureology. These are the lowest prices of the year. So hurry in and stock up. Sale ends January 21st. Ulta Beauty. All things beauty, all in one place.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
One of the most important things that Intercon does for you is they give you customer service after the sale. If you have to go through some phone tree to get to some automated leave a message type situation, that doesn't make you very happy because you've got something that you want solved, a question that you want to get answered. You want to get it right now. So Intercon makes sure that they do that. They put you in touch with real people who have the answers that you might want. Service after the sale is important to Intercon. They bring you a quality product at a fair price. There's never any high pressure. But you need to be satisfied after the sale as well. And that's what Intercon has done. They've got tons of satisfied customers all over the Brazos Valley. They've been doing this a long time. A family-run business that has energy-efficient windows. Or they repair the windows that you have to, once again, get them the energy efficiency they had when you had them first installed. Now, if you're going to be building or remodeling, let the experts at Intercon give you some advice and some options as far as the windows are concerned. But know this. Anytime you're doing business with them, you get an estimate from them, get ideas from them, they'll leave you alone and they'll never put pressure on you. They want you to be a satisfied customer, but they want you to have energy-efficient homes. Don't forget they do solar screens as well. That's Intercon, 823-3639, a homeowner company.
Amazon's Echo. It plays music, gets news and weather, turns lights on and off, sets the thermostat, and can control your home. Was Amazon's top seller this Christmas, and now it could solve a murder if Amazon cooperates. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. A year ago, police in Bentonville, Arkansas, found one Victor Collins dead in a hot tub at the home of James Bates. Bates is charged with Collins' murder. There were no witnesses, except for an Amazon Echo that picks up sound from all directions. Echo is dormant until it hears its wake-up word, usually the name Alexa. In other words, it's always listening. And what it hears is stored on Amazon servers. But Amazon refuses to comply with a police warrant for the defendant's data. This fits a pattern. Tech companies almost always say no to government demands for customer data, which makes this a sure shot for a future Supreme Court battle. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
It only takes a moment to lose the things most precious to us. Our important files, pictures, and other digital memories are more vulnerable than ever in today's world. There's only one solution to ensure that no matter what happens, you're prepared, and that is to automatically back up your files. I use Carbonite to protect my digital memories because it's secure, automatic, and super easy to set up and use. Visit Carbonite.com/Kim and save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus get 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. Carbonite.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Thanks to the calendar and estate law, property owners will have through the end of business day next Tuesday to pay taxes and still receive federal income tax credit for making a payment in 2016.
Calendar falls a little bit different this year. The last day of the month is Saturday, and most of your federal and state offices have a holiday on Monday. So they're actually given until Tuesday to make this payment.
Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says payments when the office is closed can be made in the drive-through lane's night deposit box.
They just need to make sure that they're inserting the payment at the top of the drum so it comes in and we're able to receive it. We have had a bit of a problem periodically with people trying to wedge it in the bottom, and we can't quite get to those payments.
Online payments can also be made at brazostax.org. Sometime next fall, Brazos County's former tax office in downtown Bryan will reopen. That's after county commissioners at this week's meeting approved a $1.7 million contract to remodel the building to house the new Elections Administration Department and the county's new employee medical clinic. The contractor has 7 months to finish the project once they get the go-ahead from the county's architect. Commissioners also approved details of the county's first municipal utility district. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that involves the Southern Point Master Planned Community that is replacing Texas World Speedway.
For the developer to get refunds from bonding, it needed to be accepted by one of the governments. And since it's not in the city limits of College Station, College Station certainly didn't want to accept the roads. But we're accepting the roads, but our contract with the MUD is that they will pay for any maintenance until they get it annexed by the city of College Station, so it's at no expense to the county.
Peter says the city of College Station will set the standards for the streets that are built in the development of 1,400 homes and a retail center. Differing opinions are released following a judge's ruling regarding the possible path of a high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas.
Texas Central Partners stated disappointment in the judge's decision to go to trial instead of ruling they should be given access to private property in Harris County to conduct a land survey as part of determining part of the route of their bullet train. A lawyer representing TCP added the judge made no decision whether the company is a bona fide railroad company. According to a news release from the group Texans Against High-Speed Rail, the judge's ruling means TCP is not a railroad and has no eminent domain authority. The president of the Leon County-based group, Kyle Workman, called on TCP to immediately cease their underhanded tactics to gain access to private property, as they have no right to demand access or coerce option contracts with private property owners. TCP's statement went on to say they will show in a full trial that state law, established for more than a century, clearly gives railroad companies the right to conduct land surveys without interference. According to TCP, the Houston trial starts next July. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
8 months after a member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents was arrested for drunk driving in Harris County, the misdemeanor charge has been dismissed. Tony Busby completed what prosecutors described as a pretrial intervention program. According to online court records, the case against Busby was reset 7 times following his arrest March 31st. The 48-year-old Houston lawyer, whose clients included former Governor Perry, was appointed to the Regents in 2013. Bryan Police has released surveillance video of an October burglary at a Westside business. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the video and find contact information if you recognize the person who broke into Traditions Oil and Lube on West Villa Maria. The suspect caused about $1,200 of damage and took various items. College Station police are looking for the owner of a dog accused of biting a man on Christmas Day near A&M Consolidated High School. According to the report, which was not received by animal control until yesterday, the victim was riding his bike on Nueces Drive when he approached 3 people with 2 dogs on leashes. The victim says one of the dogs got loose and bit him on the left forearm. Descriptions of the dog and the owner are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 58 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. Follow us on social media at WTAW1620. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good news! Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 281-01C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
Good morning. It's 8:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Cold front pushing through the region should have the tendency to help clear our skies a bit today. We'll turn partly sunny. It's going to be windy, and it's certainly going to be cooler. Temperatures today about 60 to 65. Clouds return tonight. Lows will be around 40. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Temperatures up to 55 to 60. Scattered showers develop tomorrow night. Lows 45 to 50. And we'll likely see showers during Saturday with highs of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, now it's time for...
Oh, God! We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
Oh, it's been too long.
Yes. Some bad news for 2017 out of Naples, Italy, where a ceremony showed the dried blood of St. Genierius and San Gennaro failed to liquefy. Ceremony is performed several times a year, and the blood is kept in special ampules and liquefies during the ceremony. But according to Italy's La Stampa, it didn't happen this time.
Uh-oh.
Which means there could be a disaster in 2017.
Oh, imagine.
Great.
The blood failed to liquefy in 1939, the year that World War II began.
Oh.
And again in 1980 when they had a big earthquake there which killed 2,500 people and injured 7,700, left 250,000 homeless.
Wow.
So, just saying.
Here's your warning.
That's right.
So basically you're saying if you thought 2016
that's
was
right.
bad.
Well, in Italy, they don't even know who's going to be the president here, so they're going to be concerned for a whole different reason as opposed to the folks here.
Yeah.
So Debbie Reynolds dies.
Yes. What is this?
Pretty odd.
And so sad.
Yeah,
I cannot imagine what their family is going through.
Yeah, this is a day after, you know, Carrie Fisher passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Rushed to a hospital Wednesday afternoon when someone at the Beverly Hills home of her son Todd called 911 to report a possible stroke. Debbie and Todd were making funeral plans for Carrie, who died on Tuesday from the cardiac arrest. So
yeah, and her son has just said that, you know, it was just too much for mom, and she just couldn't bear, and now she's with Carrie. I'd heard her name. I obviously knew, recognized her when I saw her.
Sure.
But Halloween Town movies on Disney, at least from my generation.
Okay.
That's she was the grandmother.
All right.
And you know, that was something that you know I remembered her from most recently. So
sure. For old guys like me, you know, we remember her. She did Broadway. She did movies. I mean, had an amazing career.
Yeah.
And She was married to Eddie Fisher, and again, that was back in the day. This was like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie in its
time. They were
time.
Kind of the couple.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and of course, Carrie was the daughter who came out of that marriage, and she was born in El Paso, by the way. She was a Texas girl.
Huh.
And so, there you are.
Wow.
That's that. So, what we have to do now is take a call. Hello?
Hey, well, y'all need to start playing the Simpsons Monorail song whenever y'all talk about the high-speed rail boondoggle.
Okay,
Monorail.
All right, we'll remember that. I'll drag that back out. We had it, and then just a little inside baseball. We had it, and they replaced one of our hard drives, and a lot of the things that we used to have went away. And so, we'll go find that anyway. So we need to protect, and today Chelsea was telling Brad needed to be careful what he was saying because he had made an offhanded comment.
There's still a couple days.
That's right. We can do that. So with so many legends that have now been claimed, somebody's trying to be proactive, come up with a GoFundMe project to protect Betty White for the remainder of the year.
Oh, yes, yeah. I've heard this.
Yeah, created on Tuesday, the day that Carrie Fisher had died at 60 years of age. So to help protect America's favorite sweetheart from 2016, the creator of the page, identified as Demetrius Haroukas from Spartanburg, South Carolina,
The GoFundMe page reads, help 2016 catch these hands if it goes anywhere near Betty White. If she's okay with it, I will fly to where Betty is and keep her safe till January 1st, 2017. The goal is $2,000 was met, by the way, and surpassed.
Of course.
The money is unfortunately not going directly to fund his expenses so that he can rush to shield Betty from whatever dangers the year may hold for her. Instead, it's going to support an area theater. The page says, assuming she doesn't want to want a strange Greek standing guard outside her door, yeah, then all monies will be donated to the Spartanburg Little Theater.
So well, it honestly keeps freaking me out because it's a trending topic on Facebook right now. Okay. So all I see over on the right side of my little trending topics is Betty White, and I'm like, oh, no. And then I click on, oh, okay. All right.
She'll
it's
be
just this
still good.
She's
okay. Still good.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd hate to know that she died. You'd hate to not know that she died if she did. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a look at the top grossing movies of 2016. There were only three movies that did $1 billion this year.
Oh.
Zootopia, that what does that say about society? At little more than $1 billion. Finding Dory at $1.02 billion. Top grosser Captain America: Civil War at $1.1 billion.
So but two out of the three are animated.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
No. Zootopia is that right? Yeah, that is. Zootopia, that is. That's right. And then, well, actually, then you look at it, Jungle Book was number four,
which is...
and Secret Life of Pets was number five.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of animation going on there.
Maybe kids' movies are the only ones that are good these
Could
days.
Could be, with the exception of Captain America 1.1.
Right, 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 right.
We remember, though, next year that will count Rogue, and Rogue, of course, will do $274 billion. So, yeah, don't have to worry about that. All right, your top TV shows from last week. I did something different. I took out all the football games. Okay.
Oh,
took
good.
Out all the football games.
Okay, that makes sense.
Of course,
sense,
that
yeah.
takes care of the top seven shows. But nonetheless, after that, in the no football group, number one would be NCIS, America's Got Talent, the Oprah special with Michelle Obama, Big Bang Theory, Scorpion, and Bull. So all those right. would be your non-football TV shows because there are people who don't watch those.
Yeah. But speaking of both football and TV, I know we've been talking about The Voice a lot, and Sundance Head was the winner of the season.
Yep.
He actually performed the national anthem at the bowl game last night.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah, my mom texted me and
Being
told me.
Being a Houston guy
yep,
and everything,
yep,
so
yeah.
that works out pretty
cool.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably not an easy gig.
No.
Because, I mean, big arena, bouncing around, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. How do you hear yourself? I mean, I guess he's got the little earplug thing.
Well, and it's one of those things you can prepare for and practice, but you can't put that many people in the stadium and practice before
True.
You go.
Yep.
So,
and you got to remember the words.
Oh yeah, that's
okay. Ancient spuds recently dug up in Canada's Pacific coast, blackened and inedible, but are the first proof researchers say that North American natives tended gardens as far as 3,800 years ago.
Mm.
Excavated tater patch. on the ancestral lands of the Khotsi tribe in British Columbia is the first evidence that, in fact, they were farmers. I mean, they actually cultivated food rather than just taking whatever happened to be out there among the trees and the shrubs and everything and just put it in their mouth. They actually grew them with the idea of eating them.
I was thinking I'm going to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
Right. I'm going to do that. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
That's true, though. You know, I mean, that makes sense. We got to eat. You know?
Well, and they're easy, they're easy to take care of as long as they're not 3,800 years old. Mm-hmm. That'd be okay. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we haven't even talked about these people who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for class of 2017. ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra.
All right.
And Jeff Lynne, of course, had a birthday today or tomorrow from that. Joan Baez, wow. Journey, oh boy,
yes.
finally.
About
Don't
time.
Stop yeah. believing.
Didn't stop believing, and now they're not disappointed.
That's true.
And we didn't let ELO down.
No, we didn't. Yeah, that's right. Pearl Jam, Tupac Shakur. Tupac.
And I think Tupac is the first rapper to ever be inducted.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. And yes, I'm surprised that they were not in there, but I'm a Yes fan. I like them, but I thought that they would have already been in there by now. Let's see. Now that the attendees have been chosen, everybody starts to grumble about who's actually going to be up on the stage. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, personnel changes. Well, we had all that drama with the Eagles. They did that. Yeah. You know, we're not going to let this person get up on stage
well,
just because things
are,
happen.
Some are dead, so that helps narrow it down a little
bit. Also helps. That's true. So another thing that we didn't talk about, which is creepy.
Uh-huh.
It's the new doll called My Friend Kayla.
Oh, I haven't heard about this.
Looks very similar to an American Girl doll, but with one big difference. She listens to your child and can respond. Okay? Experts worried that the technology in the doll can be used to spy on children.
Oh.
Claire Gartland, who's the director of Consumer Privacy Project, says, now, again, the name of the organization is the Consumer Privacy Project, so this is right in her wheelhouse.
True.
This is what, you know, she lives for, gets juiced about that. But anyway, she said, we're concerned about the fact that these dolls are essentially spying on your kids' private conversations. There's all kinds of details of their personal life and their parents' personal lives, and we know how kids at younger ages don't necessarily understand or have the same social filter, so they could be chatting about all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if the doll is hackable. Maybe that's what she's referring to.
Right.
I'm not sure how the doll responds necessarily. Okay, again, it's called My Friend Kayla, C-A-Y-L-A.
Oh,
I'm wondering if they got a YouTube for it, that they might have a commercial. Yeah. And, of course, they would show it on a bright, sunshiny day doing wonderful things as opposed to being Chucky with a knife in the corner. But how does it know how to interact with the child would be my concern, rather than any going,
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah, they do have a video, a TV commercial. Yeah. I have it pulled up.
Okay, why don't you peruse that, we'll take
a
break and come
find.
Back and see what we have.
Bubba Dixon here. When you're decorating for the holidays this year, make sure you remember to add some holiday cheer to one very important area, your driveway. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we've got a huge selection of nearly 200 shiny new Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs to brighten your spot and to lift your spirits this holiday season. Take all the hassle out of holiday shopping at TomLight.com, where you can search and shop in no time at all. And with the most competitive internet pricing around, you can deck out your driveway with all the bells and whistles and still put some jingle back in your pocket. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas from Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
You won't find many local businesses that have been around for 70 years, but Acme Glass has. They started in 1946 in downtown Bryan, where they are right now. The Moreheads have been providing glass for people under all sorts of circumstances ever since then. Now, they've added a location in College Station across the main entrance from A&M, but Acme Glass has done this from day one, and that is give you the service that you want with a quality product. Glass still does what glass has always done, but it does even more now. And if you'd like to see some of the uses of glass, especially in homes and businesses that Acme Glass has done around town, then stop by and they'll be glad to show you, share some examples. Of course, you think of auto glass, and that makes perfect sense because that's how most of us interact when it comes to needing some sort of glass repair or replacement. And Acme Glass can fix those little pops that happen when a pebble or something gets thrown up into your windshield. They'll do it while you wait, and quite often your insurance can take care of that for you. And remember that if you buy your windshield from Acme Glass and you have those pops or little cracks right there, they'll fix those for you free for as long as you own the car. Again, in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
About 6 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Chelsea, you there?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Yeah. Okay.
I
didn't know if you'd left to go down the hall to peace for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we find here?
So it basically sounds like she has programmed answers. It's almost like Siri, you know? Like,
Siri
So, you know, when they say, you know, what's your name? She says, my name is Kayla. Now, she does say, your name is Abby. So I don't know how she picks up your name unless you program it.
Right.
But it doesn't seem like, oh, if you're talking about some boy you kissed in your room, Kayla's listening.
All right,
she's
going to,
like, tell somebody all the details.
All right, let's hope. Let's hope.
So,
not. Okay.
I don't know.
Tom Hanks continues to be a really good Tom Hanks. Mm. A fan sent him a letter expressing her eternal love for his 90s movie, That Thing You Do, and asked for a headshot. Hanks wrote back, but instead of sending her one of his headshots, which he admits are not all that current, he came up with a much better deal. He used a Polaroid, snapped a photo of himself, holding up the fan's photo for basically a selfie.
Nice.
Right. Okay. In the letter, Hanks admits that he is also a fan of That Thing You Do in the film that he wrote and directed back in 1996. He wrote, "For the record, I still find myself humming some of the music from That Thing You Do. I was always partial to the song Dance With Me Tonight and Drive Faster." So,
yeah,
took a picture of the fan, Polaroid shot, and there you are. They got their selfie.
You know, I feel like there must be days where celebrities just have nothing else going on.
Yep.
And so they do take the time to do that every once in a while.
And again, I think, of course, like a lot of Hollywood people, I'm not sure I agree with his politics, but he seems to be a fairly real
nice
type
guy.
Of person. All right, three little-known airline rules that can save your rear end at the airport. It's called, first, the flat tire rule. It's an unofficial airline policy that gives check-in agents some flexibility to accommodate passengers who missed a flight because of unforeseen things like traffic delays or a flat tire. It's an unforeseen situation, so maybe they got that flat tire on the way to the airport. Good idea to contact the airline immediately as soon as you know that you will not be able to make your flight. The trip in vain rule. It's supposed to work something like this. If something happens to the flight that's within the airline's control and the passenger misses the entire purpose of the flight, you can't make it in time for an important meeting, for example, then the passenger is entitled to compensation or what they call an alternate solution, which may be like a free ticket or something. The most direct routing rule, if the airline has some sort of issue, especially like a mechanical issue, and the airline decides to reroute you through a series of hubs, each traveler is entitled to ask the airport for the most direct route. Most gate agents won't necessarily volunteer this information, but there are apps out there like WorldMate and TripIt that can give you that information so that you can do that.
Huh.
Never forget sitting in Charlotte, North Carolina at 2:30 in the morning waiting to get back to Houston. And, well, those people were on a flight that was going to end up in Denver, so they got home even later than I did. But, every once in a while you end up in strange places that you hadn't planned on. Film student Anthony Vandermeer was tired of all the cell phone thefts around Amsterdam, and he had fallen victim to one himself. He got a new phone and installed an app called Cerberus, C-E-R-B-E-R-U-S. That lets him not only retrieve any file on it, but gives him access to the location of the stolen phone and lets him turn on the camera and microphone to spy on the supposed thief.
Huh.
Recorded all the footage, even made a documentary called Find My Phone. Cerberus,
nice.
C-E-R-B-E-R-U-S. Didn't even know that existed, that it's out there and available. Okay, NBC now says that Arnold Schwarzenegger will not be using Donald Trump's classic, You're Fired, to get rid of exiting contestants from The Celebrity Apprentice.
That'll show him.
He's going to use "you're terminated."
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once again, first world problems.
Yeah,
but it's the end of the year.
You're terminated.
Yeah, very good. But we're clearing the file out of those things that we probably wouldn't have talked about, but it's the end of the year, and you need to know these things.
You do. You do.
He says he'll use one of his catchphrases from one of his movies, but he won't say what it is until
the
first
chopper.
Exit. Yeah, to the really. He says, "We've narrowed it down to like 8 of my sayings from movies." And
he has 8?
Yeah, I didn't know.
I thought those were the only 2.
It lists the contestants here, which is really sad. Boy George, John Lovitz, Vince Neil, Snooki, Carney Wilson, Kyle Richards from...
Yes, from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
She was Kim Richards' sister. They were in, Witch Mountain or whatever.
There you are.
Yeah.
And Carson Cressley.
Okay.
That's a who's who of the D-list there.
And
yes,
more.
Yes,
yeah.
It's like you missed Dancing with the Stars, so you went to Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes. Yeah. So it premieres on January the 2nd. We won't...
Oh, a texter said, "You won't be back."
Oh, that's you know, if that's it, they win a prize.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the prize will be, but yeah. Oh, the prize will be a new jar opener.
Oh, yes. We're getting more, I heard.
We had drama. Behind the scenes, folks, we had drama.
Yeah.
We thought we had jar openers that can also double as mouse pads and triple as calendars, but then we found out that the sales staff had basically burned the entire group, given them out to advertisers and friends of the radio station.
I need one in here because I use it for the calendar.
I was so angry. Anyway, Mr. Downs has ordered more.
Our voices were heard.
That's right. He let us know, and so we got a couple of hundred on the way, and we'll have them for you soon after the year starts. Okay, once again, wish Texas a happy birthday today, 1845. They were admitted into the State of the Union, whether that was a good idea or not.
Yeah.
All right, happy new year. We'll see you next week. WTAW College Station, Brian.